It's time now for Sunday morning prayer time with Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning prayer time. I saw something very interesting on the computer that I want to share with you today. My homepage is set to MSN, which is a news network, and I saw in one of the little titles about a new tribe that had been found. According to those who track these things, there are 100 or more uncontacted tribes, which mean that they've had no contact with anyone outside of their own tribe, no contact with civilization, no contact with people, no matter who they are. There are 100 or more of these, and 50% of these are in Brazil and Peru in the rainforest jungles. But the news on MSN was that an uncontacted tribe had been found, and they had pictures of them as planes flew over and snapped their pictures. And this tribe has not had any contact with outside civilization. I began to think about what that meant. That meant that nobody knows the language that they speak. Nobody knows how their medical situation is. Nobody knows their names. Nobody has made contact with them. They are in a jungle far away from civilization. It also means that there's no churches there. And it also means that they have no Bibles. no Bible written in their own language, and probably no knowledge of Jesus Christ, or of God, or of heaven, or of hell. It makes me want to go to where these people are, looking at their pictures. They have a soul, an eternal soul. Looking at their pictures on the computer this week, I realized that God loves them just as much as He loves me and He loves us here in America. Jesus said the harvest is ready, and pray that God will send forth laborers to make contact with these uncontacted tribes, that they might hear the story. It also brought me back to an illustration that I heard many years ago that I want to share. There was a missionary and his wife that were in Brazil years ago, and they were laboring out in civilization in the villages and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. One day, they heard about a tribe such as what I've just mentioned. And all day long, the missionary man was convicted by the Holy Spirit to leave his church there in the valley and to go to the mountains and reach this tribe. And he struggled with it because he said, "My wife will never go. My wife will say no." But when he came home from work, as he had been out ministering, he told her the story. And he said, "I've got to go. The Holy Spirit is calling me." His wife said, "Well, you're not going to believe it. But all day long, the Holy Spirit has been telling me the same thing. And we have got to go reach those people." So they started out on an incredible journey to reach an uncontacted tribe. They went by car. They traveled by water. They traveled by jeep. And then finally, as it took them weeks, not days, but weeks to get there, they traveled by foot, and they came into this situation of an uncontacted tribe. They welcomed them, which is unusual, because the Holy Spirit was not only working on the missionary and his wife, but He had also been working on that tribe of lost souls. And the chief of the tribe told the missionary this story. He said, "Many, many months ago, our village was stricken with a great disease. People were dying by the dozens every day. Nothing we tried worked. We went to our medicine doctor, which is also our witch doctor, and all of the things that he tried, that he conjured up, nothing worked. Every day, people died by the dozens. We then began to pray to the gods that we worship, the gods of nature, trees, all of that. That didn't work. People kept dying. And then finally, somebody suggested that maybe there's another god that we don't know anything about. An unknown God, if you may. And so we made a sacrifice and we began to pray to that unknown God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel His sweet Holy Spirit. And when we did that, the dying ceased. The disease halted, and we were free from that. But we were left in the darkness because we did not know that unknown God. Well, I can see that missionary brother there. He said when he gave this testimony in church that he couldn't stand it any longer. And the Holy Spirit moved upon him. And he looked that chief in the eye and he told him, his name is Jesus. That's the title of my message today. His name is Jesus. What a great God we serve. Hundreds, thousands of these people that have never had contact with civilization. We don't know much about them and they know nothing about us. But God, in his infinite love and mercy, sent a precious missionary couple to climb the hills and get to where they were and tell them his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus today that saves souls. It's the name of Jesus that heals those that are sick. It's the name Jesus that sits on a throne in heaven. And it's the same Jesus that's going to come back again one day to this earth and wake up the righteous dead and rapture the righteous child of God. His name is Jesus. All of this reminded me about a song. It's one of the most beautiful that's ever been written. I pray that God will send somebody to that tribe that I saw on MSN this week. I would love to be the one to walk into that tribe, tell them his name is Jesus. Jesus loves you. Jesus died to save you from your sins. I would love to be the one. I pray that God will send someone to lead them in the confession that I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. Because God loves them just as much as he loves you and me. Well, you really don't have to go to Peru or Brazil or the rainforest to find people that don't know about Jesus Christ. Wilkes County, my hometown, has tons of churches. Thank God for that. But I am persuaded that yet still, with all the churches that we have of all denominations, that there's some people in Wilkes County that don't know about Jesus Christ. You say, how could that be? I'm convinced there's some people that don't have Bibles in their homes, that don't go to church, are not affiliated with any church. I'm convinced that there are people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, and families that have just missed the mark, and children that are growing up not knowing about prayer and not knowing about the Bible and not knowing that Jesus saves and that Jesus loves them. So if there's ever been a time to do what this song says to do, it's now. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me. Just tell me the story of Jesus. Let me open my heart like a tablet, and you write on it every word. There's never been a sweeter story that's ever been told, or more precious. Tell me the story of Jesus. And do you know why I tell the story of Jesus? Do you know why somebody needs to tell the story of Jesus in Wilkes County, in North Carolina, in southeastern United States, in America, in Brazil, Peru, Africa, Russia, China, Japan, all over this world? Do you know why somebody needs to tell the story of Jesus? It is because of this. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright, the morning star. He's the fairest of 10 zillion. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. And if you knew him like I know him, then you would know that he is a saving God, a sanctifying God, a Holy Ghost baptizing God. He's a God that heals. He's a God that delivers. He's a God that's alive and well and on his way back. He's a God you can tell your problems to, who can do something about it. To a lot of people in this world, he is unknown. Paul, in Acts chapter 17, verse 22, faced the same situation at Mars Hill. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, Greece, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, his name is Jesus. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring." That God that's unknown to that uncontacted tribe on MSN, that God that's unknown in communist China, that God that's unknown in a house here in Wilkes County, that God that's unknown on the streets of Miami or Los Angeles or New York City or Charlotte, not long, a Raleigh, a Greensboro, a Winston-Salem, Wilmington. There's a lot of people that don't know about Jesus. Somebody needs to go tell them the story. His name is Jesus. He's the one I serve. He's the one I love. He's the one that saved me. He is alive and well. He is real. He's not an unknown God. He's a God that I know. And if you knew Him like I know Him, you'd be praising Him too. It's possible to go to church and to sit on a pew and still not know Jesus Christ. That's a sad fact that I proclaim. It's possible. Oh, you may know His name. You may know everything about Him. And everybody that you know is a Christian. But it's possible to live your life and never have a born-again relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
I was walking one night,
knowing Jesus is the greatest thing in this world. And I just came to tell you, one of these days, somebody's going to be radio surfing. And they're going to come across this little radio program. And I hope when they do, that the Holy Spirit speaks to them through the words I say. They're going to be lost. They're going to need prayer. They're going to need Jesus Christ. And if that's you this morning, teenage girl, a young man, a little boy, a little girl, if that's you this morning, Mr., Mrs., Mrs., if that's you, my senior adult friend, if that's you in the rest home, are you in the jail? Are you on your way to church? I just came to tell you today, His name is Jesus. Maybe you are lost and you need to be saved. His name is Jesus. Maybe you're burdened down with all kinds of problems and you don't even want to live anymore. His name is Jesus. Somebody can help you. His name is Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. Everybody. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Father, I pray for these uncontacted tribes spread out all over this world. Send somebody with a Bible in their hand to tell them His name is Jesus. God, it's not just in Peru or Brazil. It's right here in Wilkes County. Send somebody with a Bible in their hand to tell that precious soul His name is Jesus. Just like that missionary couldn't stand it any longer. But they talked about an unknown God and He leaped up and He said, His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. It still is. His name is Jesus. God bless you. Pray for somebody that's lost. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Prayer Time with the Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to Reverend Ed Lankford, P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Be sure and join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday Morning Prayer Time.